Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Bitachon Shir number 24. We're starting Perek Revi, the fourth Perek, where Chayav HaSavavos is going to explain that the trust in Hashem is not a simple thing. There are many aspects to it. And right now, Chayav HaSavavos is going to describe various circumstances that require different approaches to Bitachon, and later he'll explain how to address each one of them. The general categories is two types. One is Divrei Olam Hazeh, pertaining to the matters of this world, and the second is Divrei Olam Haba, pertaining to the future world. In the first category of Olam Hazeh, two parts to it. One is for those worldly matters pertaining to physical things needed for this world, like food and shelter. And Sheni is Olam Tehillah, Olam Haba, is worldly matters pertaining to things that are needed for the world to come. An example would be like you need money. But you need money also to buy tefillin. So earning money is good for physical things in this world, but also for Olam Haba. Buying money, but using money to buy tefillin or paying tuition for your children. So you need money in this world, but the purpose is Olam Haba. And then he says that the Olam Hazeh pertaining to this world, there's three ways that you use physical things that are needed for this world. One of them is for your body alone, like eating. Shani, second thing is, Teos Tarfei Masibas Haina Minia Kinyanav, benefits of your livelihood and source of wealth and possessions, which means, let's say, besides food and clothing, there are things like property. You don't need right away, but they're for this world. You need house, you need furniture, you may need money in the bank, you need insurance, things like that. Shlishi is Teos Bnei Beisai, Ishtai, Kraivav, benefit for your household, your wife, your relatives, your friends, your enemies, the people that are above you, like teachers and so on, or government, or the above below you, like employees or servants, and different classes of people. And then the things for Olam Haba is also two things. Number one is for the mitzvahs of the mind and the body, that you don't need anyone else. And his actions regarding mitzvahs that have no effect on others, whether to help them or to harm other, on anyone else, which means like this. If a person has a munah on Hashem, that's between him and himself. It's not a matter of teaching it. That's a separate mitzvah. But to believe in Hashem, or to believe in Yetzias Mitzrayim, or to believe in Matan Torah, right? There's nothing to do with anyone else. It's a conviction in the mind. Mitzvah tefillin is a solitary mitzvah of the body. You put on tefillin, has nothing to do with anyone else. You put it on for yourself. So that's one type of betachin. The second chelik is there are other obligations, physical obligations of mitzvahs that you can need someone else to do. The toil of the heffel, whether one is active or passive. For example, tzedakah, charity, mils chasadim, or kindness. You can't give tzedakah unless a poor person is there to receive it. You can't do kindness for another Jew unless you have someone to do it for. Or limud hachmor, teaching wisdom. You can't teach unless you have talmidim to teach. Well, tzavus b'tayif, or telling people to do good. You need people to tell that to. Well, hazam and ara, or to prevent people from doing averis. You need people to do that. So that's connected to people. Then there is category of olam haba, also has two divisions. One is Hagmul HaRoyu, which means one is to have trust in Hashem that He will grant you a reward for your behavior. And the second is Chesed Rabbi Yisrael Al Chassid Vani in Olam Haba. The second kind consists of Hashem with a special kindness towards His pious ones and His prophets. And then he talks about seven areas of Bitachon. One of them is about a person's body, his physical eating, drinking, health, so on. Shani is in Yoni Honey Sivas Retire for, he is earning a living, his profession, job, home, stocks, money. Next is regarding his wife and children. The fourth is regarding mitzvahs of the mind and limbs. And the fifth is fulfilling with his limbs all the obligations, like giving tzedakah to people, helping people, and so on and so forth. And then reward of Olam Haba, that is connected in proportion to his deeds in this world, and the reward in Olam Haba that Hashem does because He wants to give it to His treasured people. So that is sort of a breakdown of various categories that he starts talking about, and now he goes into it. And since once he explained these agdamas, now he's going to explain how to use betochen in all these seven ways. So the idea is like this: you trust in Hashem, and that is the success of betochen. Trusting in someone else besides Hashem is a failure in betochen. So, for example, you trust Hashem in health and life expectancy. You recognize it's all up to Hashem. You could do regular exercise, which you really should do, and eat vitamins, do everything recommended by the doctors, and you should do that, but you should, because of the mitzvah of Ushmartim is Nafshei Sechem, but also you know at the same time that Hashem is in charge, and you'll live as long as Hashem decides. That's how healthy you'll be. That's how long you'll live. So that is true. But the Chayv HaSalvavus does say, though, that the person's betochen in matters of health require that you do everything people consider useful and necessary for their health. So here's a case where betochen requires actions, but should not be misled into thinking that these actions are the ones that are giving you the long life. So it's that takes work. As an example, here's an example. Person has to be careful when he crosses the street. Look both ways, especially at nighttime. If you're wearing a dark suit, just say, I have betochen. You know, be careful when you're crossing, even in daytime. You know, it's. But you have to realize, no matter what, it's really Hashem protecting you. You're just going through the motions of watching, doing that hishtablis. You should eat healthy, but don't think that the healthy food is what's sustaining you. You have to put food into your mouth to chew it and to swallow it. So betochen is not just sitting back. It requires action. But you should know it's not the food. Ki loy al alechem levada yichya adam. It's not from bread alone that man lives. Hashem is the one who instructs the bread to nourish this man. Otherwise, bread could turn poison inside the body and become harmful to him. A person has to eat because that's the will of Hashem. He's serving Hashem when he eats. It's a mitzvah to eat. At the same time, though, he should know that the success of the food in his body is dependent on Hashem. So this is one example. But that, you know, betochen changes in various situations. So Hashem is saying, I'm in charge. But I'm telling you to obey me and eat healthy. If you don't obey me and you don't eat, I'm not going to help you. If you decide to starve yourself and you die, you know, then that's your damage. You can't just sit back and, you know, not eat and say, Hashem, please sustain me and keep me alive. No, Hashem is saying nothing doing. You got to eat. Or in some cases where it's this normal shmira to keep your door locked, you can't say, who cares if I don't keep my front door locked? I don't care. I have betochen Hashem. No one's going to come in. That's wrong. Leil Shimurim, different story perhaps. Leil Shimurim. But generally, no. Hashem says, beware of yourself. Take care of your life. Guard your life carefully. You have to do that. Those pa'ulais. Close your doors. Even during the daytime, make sure your door is locked. When your children are playing, close the garage, close the backyard door to make sure it's locked. So betochen is a sin if it's misused, right? So if in a neighborhood, in our generation, betochen tells you, lock the door. Lock the door. Ki chizek berichek shareich. He enforced the bars of your gate. Beirach banayich bikerbech. He's the one who blessed your children in your midst. So when you lock the door, you have to realize, bottom line though, that locked door is butter. Hashem, if Hashem, you know, is the one that's protecting, if he decides not to protect you, those doors won't help you. It's Hashem that's protecting you. But at the same time, Hashem is saying, close that door. You know, it's confusing to people, this dichotomy, this contradictory point. But that's what it is. Hashem is saying, lock your door, make it a secure, good door, and lock it, at the same time realize the lock ain't doing nothing. I'm protecting you. If I didn't want to protect you, the lock ain't going to help nothing. But that's what it is. You have to do that hashtadlis. So in pertaining to betochen and physical well-being, is ba'amar b'pirush chelak arishim mehem u'binyani aguf bilvad v'heim chayav m'moysi v'terif m'zayin la'atzmai, talking about supply of food and his clothing, malbushay, dirasi, his dwelling, b'rusay, his health, v'cholyav and illness, amidaysav, and the qualities, all of these things, right? And the way you have betochen in these ways is sheyashlech es nafshay mehem la'alichis agoyiz ha'shegoz alay baruch b'hem. He should give himself over to control to Hashem. Feel confident Hashem will do what's right. V'tziftach nafshei be'elekim yisparach. He should trust Hashem at all times. V'yeda ki lo yigomer lo yimehem. And he won't succeed in any of these concerns. Ela mashekodam b'das ha'bayre shu anochin l'nyoni b'ylam hazeh u'b'ylam haba. Unless it's determined by Hashem, that's the right thing. V'yoyse tev lachrisai. And what can be done for his ultimate good. V'shenagas ha'bayre lo yikulo b'shava. It's all the same. There's no one that could give any advice or guidance. Only with Hashem's permission, with his decree and his ruling. In other words, you could ask advice. You could get a second opinion by a doctor. Maybe that's your normal regular hishtadlis, but recognize subsequent to that, that it's whatever Hashem decreed, that's what's going to happen. That no person has the power over your life or death or sickness or health. He doesn't have control over your provision of food or livelihood or clothing. In other words, it's not your employer that's putting food on the table. It's Hashem putting the food on your table. Does that mean that you just sit back at home? No, you have to go into work and you have to work for your employer. The employer maybe technically is the one that's giving you the paycheck. That's part of the normal hishtadlis. But it's Hashem putting money on the table. It's not your employer. Then bera emunasa, with that clear conviction, that all his fears depends on Hashem alone. And what Hashem chooses for him is going to be the best choice. But he has the same duty to try to utilize any means that's for his benefit. So he needs to eat, and he needs to sleep, and he needs to care of his body. And he needs to choose what's for him best. And Hashem will take the steps necessary to do whatever he decided. In other words, you cannot say, since Hashem is taking care of anything anyway, I don't even have to think about what I'm doing. No. Hashem wants you to think of what you're doing. He wants you to do the shtadlus. So, same thing when you feed a hungry person. Don't say, if it's decreed, you should have something to eat, then you don't need me. No, you have a duty to give him something to eat. That's tzedakah. It could be that Hashem doesn't want the man to eat your food, and something will happen that will interfere and allow him to feed himself. A different way, but the mitzvah is on you. And also to look at it as a test. Right? The purpose is whether you will be misled. You're eating, you're sleeping, you're doing, taking care of your health, but who's really taking care of your health? It's Hashem. That's the test. So there's a mitzvah to do things, but it's also a test to see if we maintain our betochen despite our efforts. For example, Adoyim Elizeh, similarly, even though a person's end and his lifespan is determined by Hashem, should try to utilize the means to remain alive, healthy. The machal, eating properly, mishta, drinking properly, malbush, clothing yourself properly, ma'oin, a shelter, kfiat tzairech, and to work and to earn money and to find a place to sleep and to buy clothing. All of these is a mitzvah to do to yourself like a fellow Jew. Don't rely on Hashem. I mean, don't leave it to Hashem. You rely on Hashem, excuse me, but you don't leave it to Hashem. Sheyayma by saying, if Hashem wanted me to live, so why bother eating? Why bother looking for food? That is erroneous thinking. Right? if you didn't have bars on your window and you were negligent, and chas v'shalom, a child fell out of the window, you can't say it was min hashamayim. No, it was a sin. You know, after the fact, you could say it's min hashamayim, but you should have put window guards there. Right? So that's the idea. That's the idea. You have to be very, very careful. So the idea again about of this shir is that betachin takes up many shapes and forms, but it does not necessarily mean you sit back. You have to sometimes do hishtadlus, but not rely on that hishtadlus. You have to lock the door, but recognize that it's not the door that's protecting you, that it's Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.